Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center working together to keep you on the move, also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville. Community Connection with Tri-County Tech coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and we've got a couple of friends in from Tri-County Tech, and let's just start off with Kyla Toker. She has been researching all kinds of things. It's not hard research because she has a catalog that came out and appeared in your mailbox not all that long ago. But the winter and spring classes, I'm probably already in session. Good morning, Tyler. Nice to have you in
here. Good morning, Charlie. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, and you brought your warm drink, so you're you know, equipped always for the outside weather.
Got to have my coffee on a morning like this.
Well, that's for sure. that's probably the one thing that the culinary students don't spend a lot of time. I don't know. Maybe you're treating baristas out there, too. I haven't checked that part
I
of it out,
we
but
training,
you, you should be.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
I need to write that down. Well, we serve really hot, beautiful, delicious breakfast.
You do.
Out at Tri-County Tech. So
fortunately, every once in a while, there's a chamber event that is kind of a breakfast and news item.
Eggs and Issues, my favorite.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. A designate for the new post of EPA chief was out there for the last
Eggs
and Issues. And we had him had him out there the morning after the announcement the previous afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't make it to that one. Tasha, were you there?
It was really great. He was a wonderful speaker. So happy to have him here right after that announcement was made.
Yeah, very exciting for Oklahoma.
It is, yeah. And, of course, you know, we'll wish him well. And sorry to lose a state official who has been holding a federal agency to what the letter of the law says. And that's kind of where he was that morning. Which really is something most of what we're talking about this morning, other than you're a good host for a lot of activities.
we are. You know, a lot of people book events at Tri-County Tech. It's a great place to have a meeting, an event. We've even had weddings. If you're just curious about what we look like, we've done some beautiful remodeling over the past year. Come out and check us out. We'd be happy to give you a tour, take you out, treat you to some lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Some yummy coffee.
Sure, that'd be a good idea. And you don't even have to leave the building.
You don't have to leave the building. We'll make sure that we won't take you outside as much as possible.
Which is great on days like this where it's so cold.
But we do have an outdoor patio area that is now available for rent. It has a fire pit. It's absolutely gorgeous. And that was finished this summer. So if you haven't had a chance to see that, you can peek out the window or we can take you outside.
Well, depending on the weather outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea, though. But we've got classes, community ed classes that are going on or will be starting soon.
Yeah.
Some of them are couples classes. Some of them are just meeting your personal interests on whatever might be going on.
So Tri-County Tech is known for our traditional high school full-time programs, also our adult programs. But one thing we hear out in the community a lot of times is that people don't realize we're also a great place to have some fun. So you can have a date night, a girls' night out. You can just go out and get away from the family for an evening and take a painting class, learn how to cook Sunday morning breakfast, sushi. We've got a Valentine truffles class coming up.
Class.
Yeah, and I'll let Tasha.
I'm going to say, I need to introduce Tasha Wyatt in also on the program this morning. Kind of have to make sure I identify each voice, at least the first time the audience gets to hear you, so that we can differentiate between who said what. Tasha, also all kinds of things going on. We're going to start off with some of the January classes.
Yeah.
Well, January is, typically your month that you want to get the year started off with exercising, and we have some fabulous group fitness classes.
Yeah.
One that I'm interested in taking is a throwback dance class.
It's one of our most popular ones.
Mm-hmm. It sounds really fun.
Is that doing some older dances or older music?
Music from the 40s to the early 2000s.
Okay, all kinds of interesting stuff then.
Great music. You can drop in for $5. That class is held on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m., but we have tons of other great classes. Bali X is new
to us. I'm taking that one next Wednesday.
It's okay.
Bollywood meets Tri-County Tech.
Interesting. Okay.
So that one is starting next Wednesday, and it will run through March 29th from 5:30 to 6:30. But like Tasha said, you can drop in on any group fitness class, and so there's no commitment necessary. You can just try it out for $5.
That was your tweet yesterday. Yeah. I think they were talking about no commitment, just drop in and have a good time.
That's right, Charlie.
Yeah.
We also have yoga, a couple different yogas. Mm-hmm. If you're not into the more dancing classes that we have circuit training and kettlebell, cardio, kickboxing. So there's just some really great group fitness classes that we offer. And then you can go into the truffle class for culinary, because you'll have worked off all those calories.
Because after all that, the calorie exertion, you need something in the way of a treat for having done well, right?
Yes. Well, and we have gluten-free baking class, too, if you just really want to stick to your New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
There's a lot of really healthy cooking options at Tri-County Tech, as well as those more extravagant ones, like we said, the truffles. Mm-hmm. You can learn how to make some easy appetizers and desserts out in April.
Okay.
You can take a culinary trip to South America. That's one that I think sounds really cool. In that class, you're going to learn how to make a Peruvian ceviche. You'll fire up the grill to cook some steak that's topped with Argentinian chimichurri. I don't know what that is.
Love chimichurri.
Oh, sounds good.
It is so good.
That one's on Thursday, April 27th, so you have some time, but we are running some great promotions on our Facebook page and on Twitter, so be sure to check us out for some specials. And heads up, we'll have a special coupon coming out next Wednesday for half off. So
be looking for that.
Be looking for that.
Yes. Save some money and still get some great education in the process.
Absolutely. Yes. And learn something new.
Yeah.
Well, and if you still have your catalog out, we have a 25% off coupon that expires the 1st of February. So go out and get enrolled now before that 25% off coupon expires as well.
Yeah. Always. And if you don't, the code is community17. Uh-huh. I'll just give away the beans.
Oh, now you give away everything. They don't even need to click the coupon. They can just go out and do the online thing.
Oh, goodness. So one thing that I always look at when the new year comes around is, what can I learn new this year? Not just the traditional let's get in shape and eat better, but what's something that I can learn that will make me smarter person.
Sure.
So what are those things?
And you have some modest examples for us, no doubt.
Well, learning a second language is always a good idea. And at Tri-County Tech, we offer pretty frequently through our community education program, the basic sign language program. Mm-hmm. So that one starts on January 30th, and it's only $89. And again, we have those really great promotions coming out that will save you some money on that. But learning a second language, including sign language, would be
And I'm saying ASL coming up more and more in movies and television as well. So it helps if you can, interpret what's going on.
Absolutely. And
go ahead. One of the things that I have been just really interested in is our survival classes. We have a whole slew of those, bushcraft and fire making and disaster preparedness and
land navigation.
There you go. Yeah.
Some really, really great skills that maybe you've wanted to learn, but you haven't had the time to learn. They're taught by a former Marine and survival expert, Brandon Schaffner.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. Exactly. He's just a really great teacher, and he will teach you how to, do a bug out bag. So everybody should have Plan B in case of an emergency, and he'll walk you through that. Also, how to start a fire.
Okay.
Sounds maybe kind of easy, but it's not.
It's not too bad rubbing those two sticks together, as long as one of them is a match, but other than
exactly. you can even take a nature walk out in Osage State Park, and he will guide you on that. He knows Osage, the park area, like the back of his hand, so he's a really great guide.
And he'll teach you how to recognize native plants, and then we have another class that's going to teach you
what plants are today, edible. But which plants to stay away from.
Which plants to stay away from, which plants you could possibly eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Which plants will help you create cordage mm-hmm. in the event you don't have a rope with you? Which plants to burn? Which plants that you could use to help you stop an infection? Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things that he will teach you. So, and for the non-outdoorsy people,
yes,
or maybe another avenue for learning something new, we offer a small engine repair class. A lot of do-it-yourself classes. It's a big theme for us in our community experiences. So we've got.
Well, it also picks up some of the traditional, old-timey career tech types learning right. that with maybe updating it for the 21st century too.
Yeah, and who doesn't have a lawnmower in their backyard that's not working?
Yeah, when's the last time you changed the spark plug in it?
Right. So if you actually bring your small engine in, the instructor will walk you through how to fix it, maintain it, and make sure it doesn't break down if it's already in good working condition. Mm-hmm. That's taught by Melvin Hildebrand, and it starts on April 25th. So be sure to sign up for that one. It's a pretty popular one.
Okay.
We also have a basic electricity class coming up for anyone who's ever wanted or needed to replace a wall plug or a switch, and you just don't necessarily need to call an electrician. This is going to be a really great class to teach you the P's and Q's about that.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and how to do it safely.
Yes, so you don't want to get a shock.
Well, and again, now that I see what the class is all about, this is not electronics theory. This is practical,
right.
safe,
yes,
how to
style.
Do those mm-hmm. simple home maintenance things. Like you said,
yes.
replacing a light switch.
Exactly.
Or, all of a sudden there you have a need for a ceiling fan. How are you going to put it? How are you going to hook it up?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Another one that I thought was really interesting was the basic antenna principles.
Yes.
So if you're tired of paying, outrageous cable bills, then this class might be something you want to look into. You can learn how to hook up an antenna, get HDTV channels without a cable
mm-hmm.
or a satellite. So.
Sure. And you will find typically cable and satellite providers, by the time they get to the signal to your house, they've had to process it a little bit. And so getting it the direct off the air channel, you're probably going to get a better picture.
Oh,
so, okay.
I did not know that.
So we will continue on this community connection coming up and hopefully get you interested in some of the classes we're yet to talk about when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and continuing our time talking about some of the opportunities for you this semester at Tri-County Tech. And Tasha, you had got something that you two were talking about during the break. What's going on?
Oh, the improv class that's going to be taught by Maria Gus, our local celebrity here in town.
Yeah.
This one is, I think, just would be so fun to take a group of your friends to. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just comedy. It's about communication, quick thinking, and teamwork. And then after you learn about all of that, you'll get to invite your family and friends to your very own improv performance.
And, improv skills, even if you have on-stage experience, it's a whole different sort of outlook from learning and memorizing lines for a scripted play as opposed to having to assemble it on the spur of the moment. So, yeah.
That quick thinking.
Yeah.
Yes, quick thinking. Mm-hmm.
Another one that I'm pretty excited about is how to be the parent you want to be without going crazy. I have two young, small children, so
I'm enrolled in this one.
How to recognize that you are, in fact, doing all those things that you said as a youngster. When I am a parent, I'm not going to do this. Okay.
Yes. This one's going to be taught by Dr. Larry Cowan, and it's actually going to be free for the community. So go to tricountytech.edu/experiences. See all the information about that class and sign up for it. This great free class.
Yeah. Or you don't have time to get on the internet for some reason, you can always give us a call. Okay. It's 918-331-3333.
That's such an easy phone number to remember.
And
if you choose to stop by and just talk with somebody about the enrollment process, face to face even works well too.
We love to see you. Come on by. Now, another do-it-yourself kind of class that is taught by Mike Eaton, who is the instructor, actually, of our AMET program, he is alternative power sources. So if you are interested in maybe hooking up some solar energy panels or even generating some power from maybe a wind generator, this is going to be a really cool class to get you acquainted with those ideas. It starts on February 22nd, and it's taught by Mike Eaton, and he is just fantastic and a real knowledgeable source when it comes to electricity.
And you could take the opportunity to acquaint the community with some of your instructing staff, that is out there for some of the regular classes that are now picking up some of these alternate classes as well.
Yeah, we're so excited that, speaking of our adult programs, we offer flex and fast track programs for working adults, like Charlie said. And they are taught by some really, really great instructors, including Mike Eaton, who is now teaching some of our community ed classes. I will let Tasha talk about some really great opportunities for our adults in our communities. She's our new recruiter, a specialist for the Flex and Fast Track and other adult programs.
Okay.
Well, what I like about the Fast Track program is you can get a great certification in just a few weeks. And you'll take one or two classes a night during the week, and within a few weeks you'll have a great certification to help further your career.
And that's really what it's all about, is you know, advancing career opportunities and picking up things that you need to know.
One of the courses that is coming up is an armed security guard or an armed private investigator, which sounds just really, really fascinating to me.
Yes.
So we're currently enrolling for that class, and
it will include 16 hours of classroom learning, but you're also going to be on the range for 16 hours. So it's a really good opportunity to get some official instruction in your firearm training. Now be sure not to bring your firearm onto the Tri-County Tech campus.
Yeah, that's kind of a no-no. Someone will stop you at the door, or just hopefully before you get in the door.
Yes. That might not be a good idea, but it's still a really great program and a great opportunity for anybody looking for furthering their career as a security guard.
So. And the confidence that you're going to learn on the range also gets you whatever certification you need to show proficiency. So that's great.
That's right. It's CLEAT qualifications, so you'll be testing for CLEAT.
Okay.
One of the things that I've noticed that since I've started working at Tri-County is just how passionate the instructors really are about their students. We had a faculty meeting the other day, and a couple of our instructors got up and talked about some of their students, and it was just very inspiring for myself to sit there and listen to them brag about their student success, talk about how they're helping and investing themselves into their students. So these programs are more than just classes. These teachers really care about their students personally.
Yes.
And I think it's always nice to get that personal involvement. And if you spend a lot of time around teachers, regardless of what they teach, and they are invested in positive outcomes. They want every student in the class to succeed. So that's great.
Yeah, they really do. And we have financial assistance available. So if you are interested in any of our programs and money's a little tight, give us a call. Give Lauren Lacey a call at 918-331-3261.
And the nice thing about Tri-County Tech, because you administer it locally through funds that are generated through your foundation, you don't have to mess around with all the FAFSA paperwork and all the other Spanish Inquisition forums, we need to know this you know, what your grandparents made 50 years ago. Well, not really, but you know what I mean.
Yes. Well, the FAFSA forms can be pretty complicated, but we keep it easy for you at Tri-County Tech. Like Charlie said, the Tri-County Tech Foundation is something that we're really proud of because mm-hmm. it really helps members of our community go back and get the education that they need and they deserve to change their lives. Our foundation pledged, I think it was $250,000 in scholarships this year. So we are really proud of that.
Okay. Yeah. So get online, and yes. Kyla will give us the coupon that we can use over the radio again. Okay. And get signed up online.
Yes. So again, visit us on our website at tricountytech.edu mm-hmm. /experiences for community ed, /adult for our adult programs. If you do enroll in a community ed program, use the coupon code community17 for 25% off, or be sure to follow us on our Facebook page at Tri-County Tech or on Twitter. And we always offer some really great coupon codes through okay. those social media sites.
And that's our community connection on AM 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Snow causing some travel problems.